Blog Talk Radio.
Shake for a shake. I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky. Spinning this Arthur Lummer. Make them piece the M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches. South beaches. Surfboard and high tide. I can just roll up cause I'm swole up. So that birthday cake is a cobra. Bugatti for real. I'm Cobra. The autobiography rover. Got the key to my city. It's over. No stops. Only in the color Cobra. I said rackets. Wretched. Hold up.
I said rackets. Wretched. Hold up.
I know you can't meditate. If you a freak, then you come on with me. I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose.
It's going down for real.
What is up, y'all? How we doing, man? Man, just chilling. Rough day, rough Monday, man. I'm tired today. I don't know. Are you guys tired out there? Did you go racing this weekend? It seemed like a long weekend to me. I don't know, but it was sure fun, man. A lot of racing going on. A lot of fun to be had out there. It was some good racing. The NorCal Club Challenge was at Blue Max. It was Blue Max second round. It was NorCal Challenge's first round. Actually, the second round, but the first round got canceled. So however you want to look at that. But then we've got a good friend of mine that's going to be calling in tonight and co-hosting with me. So stay tuned for that. It's a surprise. But you guys know who he is, all right? Once you hear him, you'll know. But hang out, be cool. That's what we're doing. Hang out with me and my co-host. S-E is his initials. How about that? All right. You're listening to Hump Day with Harrell. This is Harrell exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, oh, oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Of a precious child and old mother's love. Funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio world of a lot of sweet sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. God for my life, for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, see the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get the little chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, I like to see the sunrise. Love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and no mother's love.
Up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say but take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them, take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me, and take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather, in fact I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me, you. Went out driving, trying to clear my head. I try to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this, and all the baggage that seems to still exist. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name, not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them, take your space and take your reason, but you'll think of me, and take your cat and leave my sweater, we have nothing left to weather, in fact I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Someday I'm gonna run across your mind, but don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm gonna be alright while you're sleeping with your pride, wishing I could hold you tight. I'll be over you and on with my life. So take your records, take your freedom. Take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better with you think of me. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, but you think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better with you think of me. You think of me.
Train. truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Yeah, and I know me a truck to pull it. It could buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah. But it can buy me a boat. Yeah, and I know what they say. Money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so. But it can buy me a boat. Yeah. Yeah, it can buy me a boat.
What? You can buy me a boat. You can buy me a boat or a cooler. But he wants a silver bullet in his cooler. What? I told you guys we're going to have a very special guest tonight, a co-host, and he just dropped in. And I gave you guys his initials. And I don't know if any of you guessed it, because I don't know if any of you guessed it. But it's my man, Steven Isert. Steven, how you doing, buddy? I'm good, man. I'm good. Let me calm these people down over here. Calm down, people. Steven Isert. Everyone's applauding. Man, I was talking to Steven after when we were playing those songs, and I'm like, man, Steven, I'm tired from the weekend, man. How you feeling? He goes, oh, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great. I said, do you ever get tired from racing and stuff? He goes, nah, not really. Not really. And, man, I'll bet. Does Pop get tired of racing? I bet your dad gets tired. Does he get tired? Or is he just like you? He don't even get tired.
Yeah, he gets really tired.
Good. I like that. So do I. But you had a pretty good weekend, huh?
Yeah, I did.
All right, all right. Let's talk about your weekend real quick. First of all, I just want everyone out there to know, how many races this year? 9 or 11?
11.
11 races this year. And Steven Isert has not been out of the top two. He hasn't even had a third this year. He's been first or second every single race. So kudos to you, brother. That's saying something right there. You're the man. That's what I'm saying. But congratulations.
I got seventh.
You got what?
In Tuesday race.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah.
So you did get out of the top two.
Yeah.
Oh, man, one time in Scusa you got seventh. But the Scusa race before that, you won.
Yes.
You're an animal. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. So it was the club, NorCal Club Challenge is what was this weekend at Blue Max, and it was their second club race all mixed into one. And, man, it was pretty packed. There was, like, I believe there was, like, 80 or so carts there. And you junior ones had a pretty big class, didn't you? How many were in your class?
Including the novice class?
Yeah.
18 then.
Let's see. 18?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. And there was 11 in the... So, tell me about the novice class. How does that work? Do you just, like, does that go by times?
No, it doesn't.
So you can pick to be in there?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, man. So, like, I could, like, could you go get in the novice class? Not saying that you would. I'm just saying, can just anybody go in there and be in it? Or is it, like, I mean, if you're running, you know, in the middle of the, you can't just go there, right, in sandbag.
Yeah, you can actually.
You can?
Yeah.
So if you really wanted to, you could go race the novice class?
Yes.
Oh, man. That's crazy. I know that I saw, I don't know his name, but little Cole Nelson, his little nephews were there. And he was going to race the novice, and Cole said, no, you're not. You're going to race in the regular one. And he did, and he ended up doing okay. But he bumped him up. He just said, no, you're not going to race in that novice. So I didn't know what the rules was to race the novice class. It's just kind of open like that, huh? Man, how is that? Is that kind of crazy?
Yeah.
Are people going to just go sandbag? I mean, that's kind of weird, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, to me, it's kind of weird. But, well, I know that you ain't going to go there because you wouldn't even have anybody to race with. You'd go around everybody twice. You hardly have anybody to race with in the regular junior ones. You and Maze, man, you guys battle it out every weekend.
Yeah.
How did it go this weekend? Let's talk about your battles this weekend. How'd you get there? When you got there, you were practicing. How'd practice go? I know you're always faster on race day than you are on practice day, huh?
Yeah.
Right? How come you think that is? Are you just relaxed too much on practice? You're just, like, laid back and chilling?
Yeah, kind of.
What do you say it is when you go faster on race day? What do you tell us about that? So tell me what you think. Why do you go faster on race day than you do on practice?
I don't know, actually.
I think it's because it's time to race. You put on your game face and you just go.
Yeah.
And when it's practice day, you're just kind of chilling. You're not, you know, like too into it. I was talking with your pops and he said it's hard to tune for you because on race day, you'll like what you didn't like yesterday because you're going faster, and he said it makes it tough. So you had a good battle going on out there, huh? Did you race both classes this weekend too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, tell us about your 206 adventure. How'd that go? Where'd you qualify, and who'd you race with, and how'd it go?
I qualified second by 7/10.
7/10? That's a lot, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I had new tires, and every single person in the, like, I was the only person that had new tires in the whole entire field.
Oh, really? And you didn't get to scrub them in? They were just brand new?
Yeah.
Man,
so
that
I
makes it. So you were a little bit slower?
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh wait, I'm looking at it, and that's qualifying. It says you were second. Eli Mays got pole.
Yeah.
So you were only 7/10, dude. Man, it's like 6/3. Yeah. Man, that's amazing. That really is. But, okay, and then how'd your heat race go? How'd the first heat race go? Did you come up? So you started second.
I started second, and then I just dropped right. Like, Eli got the first corner, then I hopped right behind him, and we kept going. And then on, like, lap 7 or something like that, or lap 9, I dropped a tire in the hairpin, the snake pit, and I almost spun out.
You almost did, huh? I think that's what happened to Trenton. I think he dipped a tire in there. He was running pretty good, too, and he dipped a tire. And I think, is that when he got around you? Trenton?
Who?
Trenton, is that when Trenton got around you? Did he get around you for a little while, or did he get around Maze? Something happened to Maze, didn't he?
He dropped a tire out of turn 2.
Uh-huh.
And then he went about 2 inches or 3 inches off the ground from the hill. And then I was like, oh, shoot, he's going to spin out. I went low. He did a 360 all the way around. And then he kept going, and then he dropped down to, like, 5th. And then he still got 2nd, and I won the race.
Got you. All right, that's what happened. Then Maze dropped a tire, and then he had to work his way back up.
Yeah.
Because I saw that you were way out front. We were watching you, and then all of a sudden I looked down for a second and looked back up, and then you were all out there all by yourself, you know, and Trenton was in 2nd. I was pretty stoked to see Trenton in 2nd, and then he kind of I think he dipped a tire in the snake pit too, dude, when he was in second and spun out. But because he was in third for a long time. He was fighting. It was good. I think he was fighting with Chase and Fecko.
Yeah, Chase, he was doing good.
He is, huh? I was proud of him, too. He's he learns a lot from you guys. You know, he watches you guys and hangs out with you guys, and that's what makes him faster, you know? Hanging out with you fast kids. What do you excuse me. What about your other class? Tell us about that. The Mini Swift?
The Mini
Swift. The
Micro Swift. The Mini Swift.
Okay, Mini Swift.
In the Mini Swift, I qualified first by 0.4.
Nice.
Because I had new tires, because the Mini Swift is better with new tires than the 206. And then in the heat race, Cole got me on, like, the first lap. And then he passed me, and then it kept going.
His Cole's pretty good, huh? I'm guessing, because he's sick. He's racing with you. I think you're a little, you got a little faster times when you were there, but I think he got you by the, you know, the end, right?
Yeah.
Not by much? What was the gap? It says, oh, man, like, you were right there, huh?
Yeah.
Right there. Right, right. So there's only six of you, huh, in the Mini Swiss?
Yeah.
Yeah. You like that Mini Swift better than the 206?
I like them the same.
Yeah. I remember when you didn't even want to ride in your, you didn't even want to drive your four-stroke. I remember those days. When you're like, nah, I want to get in this one, Dad. I want the fast one, Dad. I want the fast one.
Yeah,
but
I
now you're loving that four-stroke. You weren't really what? Now you're digging it, right? Because of the competition, right? There's good racing.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. All right. So you came out with a first and a second.
Yeah.
Right, right. And what about the first race at Blue Max? How'd you do?
Second and second.
2 seconds. So
yeah.
Does that mean that Eli's got the edge on you in points a little bit?
No, we're tied.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's going to be a battle this year, isn't it?
Yeah.
How fun. How fun. You like racing with Eli?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it looks like fun. I see you when you're behind him, dude. You come up in them corners, man, and you are just on him. You're trying everything you can to get around him, man. You guys are battling hard. It's fun to watch. It really is. You guys go fast, man. You little guys, you're doing like 38s, right? 39s. Yeah, I mean, you. It says right here 30. Oh, that was in your Mini Swift. Let's look over here on these ones. Is anybody getting in the 39s? And I don't know if anybody's getting in the 38s with you guys, is they? Is there in their two strokes? Nope, doesn't look like it.
Nobody ever has ran a 38 in the four stroke without a black slide.
Gotcha, gotcha. You're going to be the first one, huh?
Me and Maze.
You, me and Maze. What's the track record? Do you know what the track record is for you guys?
Like, probably a one.
Like a 39.1?
Yeah, probably. 39.2.
Gotcha. So you guys are beating on the door, man. You really are. You're beating on the door for that record. Do you hold any track records anywhere else?
No.
No?
Maybe.
We got to work on that.
Probably
addicted?
Addiction.
Yeah. Yeah? I wonder how we find out. I'd like to find out.
They don't keep them, but I probably have it.
Right. What, let's talk about, so how many more years do you have in the junior ones?
Three
more years? Oh, yeah, because you just started. Last year was your first year in the, the junior ones, right? You were in kick carts before last year.
Yeah.
Right, right. So this is only your second full season racing in junior one.
Yeah.
That's good, because that means you got some time to kick some butt in that junior one class. But what about them shifters? You like them shifters?
Yeah.
Now, that stuff looks fun, huh?
I'm not going to race it, though. I'm going to race
no.
tag.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Right, right. Right, right. All right, all right. What's your plans for the future? You got any anything planned out? What's your next race?
Next week at Fresno.
Oh, the KPX. Are you guys going to go this weekend?
Yeah, we're going to go this weekend for a club race. We're going to go for a club race this week at the same configuration as the KPX.
Gotcha. Now, is that the same configuration? Same configuration as last year at the KPX?
Yeah,
cool.
Pretty much.
Cool, cool. And what did you say, you and Eli are what?
Me and Eli are going to get some good practice in for the KPX.
Nice. He's like your best bud, huh, Eli?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that you guys are race so hard against each other, but you guys are such good buddies. That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I dig that. But, all right. Well, man, thanks for being on the show tonight. I'm really stoked. I was wondering what I was going to do tonight, and I know that I usually, whenever I have Eli, or Eli, see, I'm getting you guys confused now. Whenever I got Steven on the show, it's like I got too many kids on here, and he never gets to, you know, and I just don't get to do enough attention. So I told him, tonight it's just me and you, dude. We'll get on there and we'll party. So it's just me and Steven tonight on the Hump Day with Harrell Show. You guys call in if you got any questions you might want to ask him or anything like that. We'd love to take your calls. That's what we do. 929-477-1660. 929-477-1660 is our phone number here. You can call in and ask Eli some questions. Eli, there I go again. Ask Steven some questions, man. Ask him, you know, how he does it. You know, how do you get so fast and what it takes? You know what I mean? Whatever questions you might have, he'd love to help you out. You know, how do you get around that track faster? He'll love to help you out. He wants to see everybody get faster. But, we're going to take a quick break here, play like one song, maybe two songs, and we will get right back at it. But you're listening to Harrell. You're listening to Steven Iser. And this is Hump Day with Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King and the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread like I know something y'all don't know. And that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all live.
I'm chilling on a dirt road. Laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window. And ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on the good. Driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on the tires. I said,
think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in.
Chilling on the dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, got me reminiscing on the good times. Turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on the tires. That's right.
Karting Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racer. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com. Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning, and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Ital Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sport. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.
Welcome back. Hump Day with Harrell Radio Show here. We're hanging out with Steven Iser as our co-host tonight. And we just had another good buddy of mine call in. And, man, he's a Junior 2 driver. He's a very, very good Junior 2 driver. Besides that, he's a really, really cool kid. It's Matt Winfrey. You all know him. Matt Winfrey, how you doing, brother?
Pretty good.
All right. Man, you had a little tough time out there this weekend, huh? You guys struggled a little bit. I don't usually see you guys struggle too much, and you had a tough time keeping up there. What was up with that? Why don't you tell us about your weekend a little bit?
Yeah, we could have it was all day. Our cart was way too gripped up, and we had no practice Saturday, so we weren't able to get the cart all dialed in. But, that's pretty much it.
Right. So, man, I know but you're always up front still. It doesn't matter if your cart's not doing too good. You seem to somehow, like, just make it work. You know, you make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Qualifying, let's see. What did you qualify? I mean, you qualified fourth and your cart wasn't working too good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, you know, for everybody out there that's listening, when I say that Winfrey had a tough time, he's still right there for the win. You know what I mean? He just he has to work his tail off to, you know, stay up there. You know, I mean, that's how it is in karting. Sometimes you got to drive the crap out of that cart, and other days it's like a Sunday drive, right, Steven? Is that how it is for you? Some days it just works easy.
Yeah.
Right, and then other days it's really tough because you don't have it quite dialed in. Is that how it goes? But
yeah.
All right, all right. I know, I feel you, because, man, I've had my car dialed in a few times, and it was. I was just on a Sunday cruise and did so good, man. It's so important, you know, that that tuning of your carts. Winfrey, let's see, in the first heat, you qualified fourth, and then the see, Winfrey, Yan, you're struggling over here, and you got second in the heat, right behind Pinton.
Third.
You did? Third? Or second?
Yeah, third.
It says second on here.
Oh, yeah, I got
it says,
in the
really?
Heat. And then
so
the main,
heat
I got
one,
second.
Dino Pinton, Matt Winfrey, Mateo Sandoval, Garrett Randolph Jr. in heat one. Aiden Kemp fifth. So it shows you in second on whatever, my laps or race monitor. It shows you were second. So I don't know. That's a trip. But okay, so because I mean you were battling, dude. I was watching your race too, and you were battling, man. You were really hanging it out there, trying to get up there. So in the main, we're checking out a little race monitor here. I don't know what happened to race monitor when we were there. In the main you got second too.
Yeah.
That's what it shows there. Man, so that's pretty. That's funny that you got second place and we were struggling. You know what I mean? I love that about you. But you know you what? Your pops works hard. Your pops works hard for you. You know what I'm saying? He never stops. He's just like Chad. You know, Iser. You guys keep going. You know what I mean? You never stop, and that's why you guys keep doing better and better, right?
Yeah. He wants me to. He said that race monitors wasn't working.
Right. I don't know. It was kind of working, but they were trying to put stuff up, but it was just all mixed up. And I mean, I'm looking at it right now, and it has all the races on there. You know, all your races, practice, qualify, heats, but it just has everything all whacked in the orders, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me this: have you dipped in the eights, the 38s yet?
What?
Have you dipped into the 38s yet?
Yeah, I got a 38.6 yesterday.
You did? Dang, 38.6. That's hauling.
Yeah.
But, Steven, you can probably do that, huh, if you had the other slide? Because you get the same slide I got now, right? When you get into junior twos, or do you have a different slide still?
Hold on a sec, girl.
Holding. I'm not sure. Winfrey, do you get the same? What slide do you guys run? The black one?
The black slide, but junior ones are a lot lighter than us too. So we should be like, I think junior two should be like a tenth faster maybe.
No, they don't quite run as fast as you guys. They haven't ever dipped in the 38s. Like they
what
haven't yet. Nobody ever has dipped in the 38s in junior ones yet.
Yeah,
in a race. Same with junior twos? Was that the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, really? So you might have the track record there then.
Yeah, maybe.
If you had a yeah, right? Because I don't think anyone else had I know there was a couple other 38s. I think Pinton ran 38. Junior ran a 38. Kemp, I didn't even see Aiden Kemp all weekend. I didn't even see him. That was kind of weird.
Didn't
I usually always see him. No, I always see him too, and I didn't see him. That's a trip. He did okay, huh? I didn't really hear his name a lot, though. Was he struggling a little bit this weekend?
What was that? Yeah, he struggled.
He did, huh?
I think so, because none of us got practice yesterday, and he hasn't been in a junior two cart there, so...
Right. Oh, really? Was that his first race in a junior two cart?
Oh, yeah, Davis.
Right. You guys are lucky because you got Stevie Iser. He won't be coming up for a couple years, so you guys got a while before you got a 10 with him. All right,
yeah.
So get it in while you can. What about Eli Mays, you guys? When does he jump up to junior twos?
Probably next year.
Next year? Oh, man, yeah. Stevie, well, who are you going to race with next year, Steven?
Cole, I guess.
Man, that's going to be a bummer, huh? You're going to be jonesing to get up to Junior 2s by the time it comes. Because all your buddies are going to be up there, huh?
Yeah, but not Cole, which I call him Marshmallow.
Cole. Marshmallow? What, how Seth Huntley's in Junior 2s, huh?
What about Kai? Kai's only like 8.
Sorensen?
Yeah.
He's got a few years in there?
Yeah, he's only like 8.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang. I thought he was older than that. He's kind of like you, Winfrey. I thought you were like 18 or something. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But, Man, you guys going to Fresno this weekend?
We don't know yet.
Yeah, hopefully, huh? We need that practice. Stevie's going for sure, right, Steven?
Yes.
Yeah, he's going for sure. Right on, right on. And then when's your next Scusa race, Steven?
We're not racing Scusa anymore.
Oh, you're not? You're just going to concentrate on the KPX and the Blue Max and the Club Challenge?
Yeah.
Still getting your Mini Swift, though, and the club stuff, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, right on, man. Right on. Good racing this weekend, man. I struggled again. I've been struggling a lot lately, but I think I got up to like 8th or something. You know, I started in the back. My times got down to pretty good times, but everyone's just getting faster, man. Everybody's going faster now. I'm going way faster than I did last year, and I'm farther back. You know, it's tough because everyone's going faster, you know? So, I don't know. It's tough, man. It's tough out there. But, you know what, I think I'm running out of time here a little bit because I only went for an hour tonight, so we only got a few more minutes left. But I just want to thank you both for coming on the show. Steven, thanks for being my co-host tonight, man. You're just like, you're natural. You really are. You're natural. You should get into radio. Maybe you could be like the weather guy or something, or the sports guy. Or actually, just keep on racing. Be a NASCAR race car driver because that way I can get some autographs and maybe get into pits one day. You give me a pit pass if you get in NASCAR? NASCAR race car driver. That way I can get some autographs. Steven?
Probably.
Yeah? Because that's, I don't know how many you guys get. I don't know how that works, but I'd love to go in the pits with you and go in your motorhome because you're going to have the big old huge motorhome that you're going to chill in. They're going to fly you in a helicopter. So maybe I could fly in with you one day even in your helicopter. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. I'd be stoked, dude. I'll buy gas. How about that? I'll pay for my own gas. You don't even got to buy my gas. All right?
All right.
All right. And, Matt Winfrey, man, it's always a pleasure having you on the show, man. It's always, you never know what you're going to get at the Winfrey house. It could be kids screaming in the background. It could be him beating up his little brother, or you never know, man. You never know with the Winfreys. They're a wild bunch over there. But, thank you, Matthew. And I hope you get to go to Fresno this weekend. Tell Pops you got to go. We got to go to Fresno. Yeah, man, we got to get that practice in because we know what happens when we don't get the practice and we struggle.
Yeah.
I want you to do good. I want you to win the KPX. You and Steven, let's get a W at the KPX, Junior 1, Junior 2. I'll be stoked. I'm going to call the race. I'm going. I'm not going to race, though, but I'm gonna call the race up there. So I'll be there. I'll be there rooting for you guys, high-fiving, all right?
What day are you going up?
I'm probably going to go up there Friday night.
Nice.
You know, not this weekend I won't go, but next weekend for sure, you know. I got to book a hotel.
Next weekend.
Yeah, because this weekend is just practice.
No,
next
this
weekend
is like a...
Right. But, I mean, it's a club race, but it's not KPX race. It's a club race. The weekend after is the club race, or KPX, right?
No, Pro Tours. after this weekend. Sonoma, Fresno's KPX is in the NMA.
What? I thought it was coming up right away.
No.
What's the next KPX race?
Fresno.
It is Fresno. Okay. Okay. See how confused I am? I get easily confused. That's why I got to have you guys on my team because you guys can keep me straight. Right? But anyways, thank you both again for hanging out. Steven, you are the man, dude. Good job this weekend. Home butt. Winfrey, great job to you too for, struggling with all your setup and still, you know, being up there and fighting for the win, man. That was awesome. That was really awesome. I'm proud of you. You did a good job. Proud of Pops. Proud of you, Steven. Proud of your Pops too, man. You guys worked so dang hard. And it shows. It shows. The results are there, you know what I mean? So you guys keep doing what you're doing, working hard. You guys got a lot more wins coming your way, all right?
All right.
All right, you guys. We'll talk. All right, you guys. We'll talk to you. I don't know. We'll talk to you this weekend because I want you guys to call me and let me know how it's going over there, all right? Maybe we can talk on Monday again and let me know how it went over in Fresno, okay?
All right.
All right, all right. Thanks again, you guys. You guys have a good night.
All right, later.
All right. Later, Steven.
Right, see ya.
All right, buddy. That's Steven and Matthew. Always love having those two on the show. They really are. Steven, he's just, like I say, he's a natural, man. He's just I told him, we're going to have Winfrey, you know, jump in here. And he's like, yes. And he got all excited, you know what I mean? And he's just really excitable, really good kids. Both of them kids are just really, really good kids. Yeah, I can't say enough about them. And there's a lot of that in the whole karting community, you know. It's just really good group of people. It really is. I mean, I'm impressed on how everybody sticks together. You know, you heard them talking. You heard Steven talking about Eli Mays. You know, it's a good friend of his. They're like best buds. And they battle it out, man. They battle it out. You know, they fight hard for those wins. So, you know, tonight, Harrell's 2 cents. You know, I guess I'm just feeling that friendship, you know what I mean? Friendship, it's so important, you know, to have those friends and people you can lean on and just be there for you, you know? When you're feeling down, you got to have buddies, man, that are going to be there for you, you know? So if you do got a friend that's maybe feeling down or maybe having some hard times, man, put your hand out, you know, and say, hey, I got you, bro. You know, give him a pat on the back and cheer him up and encourage him, you know. That's what we're supposed to do is encourage one another. All right, we're not supposed to break each other down. We're supposed to encourage one another. So that's what we do, man. You encourage each other, all right? Even that guy you don't like, maybe, okay? Let's put that aside and encourage him, all right? Encourage him to do better. Help him go faster. Help him to be a better person, you know? Because one day you're going to need it too, so remember that, all right? All right, you guys. Parents, you too, man, you know? You know, reach out. Help out, you know? Go above and beyond. You know, don't just do the least you can. You know, do the most you can, you know, for everybody, you know, that you come through in life. And the world would be a lot better place if we could all just do that, you know? So thanks for hanging out. You guys are awesome. I'm cutting it short tonight. I told you guys I was. But we'll be back on today's Monday. We'll be back on Wednesday. So see you guys in a few days. We'll get over that hump together. And man, that's what we'll do, okay? I'm excited for Wednesday. We're going to do some giveaways on Wednesday, I think. Maybe some cash. You guys want to win some cash? Let's give away cash. I want to give away cash. I want to get another set of tires, too. Get some tires we want to give away. Maybe we'll get a whole... Let's have a shop night, all right? We'll call up Cole Nelson, Mad Dog Motorsports, Nevada Kart Sport. Maybe we can get Greg Bell into it, too, and get them to, you know, donate some stuff to give to you guys, give back to you guys. So tell everybody, we're going to do some giveaway stuff on Wednesday on the Hump Day with Harrell Show, all right? Until then, keep it cool, go fast, and remember, just stick your hand out there, man, and help someone out, you know? Even if it's the guys walking across the street that is having a hard time, you jump out of the car and go over there and help him out. Or the guy that's down on the side of the road, no one's helping him out, pull over and help him out a little bit. That's all. You know what I mean? Give him a hand. Don't be scared to give people a hand. That guy that wants to get in is a bunch of traffic, and nobody wants to let him in because they're being a bunch of jerks. Let the guy in. He's just trying to get in, too, you know? Yeah, that happened to me today. That's why I say that. But love you guys. You guys are awesome. Over 6,000 listeners now. I mean, it's amazing. So keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you guys Wednesday. Have a good week.
We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you. You need me, then you go and cut me down.